President Trump says he sent a letter to Iran's supreme leader. Asked about it by reporters, he was vague.
And that's going to be the next thing you'll be talking about is Iran. What's going to happen with Iran? And there'll be some interesting days ahead. That's all I can tell you.
CBS's Nancy Cordes.
He was the one that blew up the Iran nuclear deal during his first term. But the reason that he is reaching out now most likely is because the Israelis, our close allies, are very concerned that the Iranians are getting extremely close to having an operational nuclear weapon. And so that may be why President Trump is stepping in now, saying he wants to talk.
The president threatened Russia with sanctions today, but then said he was finding it more difficult to deal with Ukraine. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says the talks next week are still on.
Secretary Rubio, myself, and Ukrainian delegation will be meeting in Saudi Arabia next week to get these talks back on track, get the ceasefire in place, and drive peace home.
The Trump administration has canceled $400 million in grants and contracts to Columbia University. Michael Wallace reports.
The administration cites what it calls the school's continued inaction in the face of persistent harassment of Jewish students.
Palestine will be free.
There have been more anti-Israel protests there this week. The administration's task force to combat anti-Semitism is reviewing all $5 billion of Columbia's federal funding and warrants more cancellations are expected. A university spokesperson says the school is committed to combating anti-Semitism. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A new study from the University of Colorado Boulder finds 1 in 15 U.S. adults have been present at a mass shooting. Study author David Pyrus.
We were surprised by it, both in terms of the proportion of the U.S. adult population who had been on the scene of a mass shooting in their lifetime, as well as those who indicated they had been injured at a mass shooting.
Texas health officials say the number of measles cases is growing. Omar Villafranca reports.
The state is now at 198 confirmed cases, a majority of them, 137 in far west Texas.
U.S. employers added 151,000 jobs last month, but the jobless numbers are cloudy because of all the Fed layoffs and the tariffs. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
10,000 in this report. There'll be more in the next couple of reports. But what we don't know is whether the private sector has enough confidence in economic growth to justify bringing on more workers.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up for a change, higher by 151 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Tonight it's Kenosha, tomorrow Altoona. UW Parkside in Kenosha has the stage for Senator Bernie Sanders Fighting Oligarchy Tour stop tonight. Congressman Mark Pocan is joining in as a speaker as well. This rally and others for Sanders are being held in areas where Republicans were victorious in 2024. Plan for coffee with a cop on Monday in Racine. Community members and business owners are invited to an informal discussion Monday at the Branch on Washington Avenue. The event will be an ongoing thing, being held every second Monday from 10 to noon. A 15-year-old Racine County boy has been charged as an adult with first-degree intentional homicide. Reed Galinsky was in court yesterday for the first time after allegedly killing his mother, Suzanne, in their Franksville home Tuesday night. Prosecutors claim there was medication involved and that he was inspired by a Menendez Brothers documentary. Bail was set at $1 million. There are a few more details online at RacineCountyEye.com. The State Patrol is conducting special enforcement efforts in Walworth County today. The operation with local law enforcement uses crash data to determine areas for enhanced enforcement efforts. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A busy weekend in college basketball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Big game tomorrow for Marquette. The Golden Eagles host number 6-ranked St. John's at Fiserv Forum. It's senior day for Marquette. Tip-off time at Fiserv Forum, 11 a.m. In Madison, the Badgers will host Penn State at noon tomorrow at the Kohl Center. The Milwaukee Panthers season came to an end last night at the Clatchy Center after losing to Oakland, 72-64. Milwaukee just 3-for-12 at the foul line. In women's hockey, the number one ranked Badgers women's team are in Minnesota today to take on the Bulldogs in Duluth. It's the first round of the WCHA Final Faceoff Tournament. NFL, Mason Crosby officially retiring today after 16 years as the team's kicker.
I was drafted by the Packers. I got to win a Super Bowl in Green Bay, in Titletown. Like, one of the coolest things that has ever happened in my life is to be able to wear that Super Bowl ring, and nobody can ever take that away from us.
That's the Packers' Mason Crosby with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with spotty snow chances this afternoon and early this evening. Barely any accumulations are likely from this, just a trace to about a half an inch. And we're stuck under those overcast, cloudy skies today with cooler highs only in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 35.
It's WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin joins us from time to time, and I have a very, very important question for you.
Okay, so I'm going to take some big calming breaths so I can answer this correctly.
All right,
ready.
A movie is being made of your life, the life of Robin.
Oh, good.
Who's going to play Robin?
At first, I thought you were talking about Batman.
No.
Oh, okay. An actress, a famous person?
Sure,
you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking my daughter Tess would nail it. That's a good question. I'm going to ask you, who do you think should play Robin?
Who do I think should play? Well, I mean, the answer to any question regarding who's going to play a female character is Meryl Streep. I mean, it's kind of,
I mean, she can do anything.
She could play Batman.
She could play Batman and Robin. And me. It's a good question. It would have to resemble me.
How about Reese Witherspoon?
She can pretty much do anything. Okay. That sounds good. She'd have to get a few highlights and, have her roots grown out about an inch. So, like, what do you my think? Hair.
Is that a good
I
choice?
I think that'll work. I think that'll work. Yeah, go for it.
Who's going to play me? Reese. Who's going to play me?
How about...
I have somebody in mind.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
I'm going to say... Oh, no, no, I can't say that. He has a mustache. I love Tom Selleck and anything, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I remember that, yes.
Who else do I like?
I was going to say Christian Slater.
Oh, he can. Oh, my goodness. Okay. He can do any role. He is like a chameleon in a sense. I saw him in something recently, and I could not believe it was him. Yeah,
I'm going to say him because back in the day when I used to have hair and when it was brown, people said we kind of looked alike a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
A little okay. Bit. Well, I think that's good. Back in the day when Footloose was very popular, I was told that I looked like Lori Singer. I believe that was the girl in the movie. Yeah.
Well, now I want Kevin Bacon.
Oh, gosh. Oh, then we could do a little dance number. Do you want to cut loose?
I think I saw that movie once when it came out, and that's it.
Oh, my God.
Seen it. I
love that.
All right, there's my friend Robin who joins us from time to time. It's Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. Let me try with pleasured hands to take you in the sun to promised lands to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love. What's your name? Your daddy,
who's your daddy? Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show?
Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
It made me feel like a man inside. But if I'd been a man in reality, you'd still be here, baby.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You know, you listen to a lot of radio stations, and on the weekends, they might have a top 40 countdown or a top 20 countdown or something. Well, who's got time for that? You can listen tomorrow morning, Saturday morning at 8:30 and again at 9:30 for Rick Johnson's Capsule Countdown. It's a fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme, or a topic with a capsule of great timeless hits. So listen tomorrow morning, 8:30 and 9:30 on WRJN.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA Pro Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Wisconsin workers deserve a living wage and the right to negotiate with employers on wages and benefits. That right was taken away from a lot of Wisconsin workers in 2011, and we now have a chance to fix that. This is an issue that our state Supreme Court will hear soon. There is also a state Supreme Court election coming up on April the 1st. If you want to see Wisconsin workers given back the right to negotiate with employers for fair wages and benefits, research the two Supreme Court candidates. Decide which candidate is more likely to uphold your rights and which one is more likely to leave you with fewer rights and lower wages. Rich mega donors are spending millions on negative ads. We don't need that in Wisconsin. Just tune them out and turn them off. And read what the candidates themselves have said. Make sure you're registered to vote and know your voting location. Your vote could be the difference on April 1st to help ensure your economic future. Paid for by Economic Equity Now.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful. I think to myself,
Armstrong from 1967 in What a Wonderful World on WRJN. We were just talking about Louis Armstrong the other day in a group I was in because of Mardi Gras. You know, Mardi Gras happening in New Orleans. And, of course, Louis Armstrong born in New Orleans. His family was very poor. The city was a great place for him to express his musical talents. He was performing on the streets at a very young age.
If you would.
News, timeless hits, and sports, too, on WRJN. In fact, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody's better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Of course, the Brewers are coming up. We've got the Badgers in action now, the Bucks in action now. It's all on every hour with Mike Clemens on WRJN. And, of course, you can check out that sports lineup on demand when you go to WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Tonight, it's Kenosha. Tomorrow, Altoona. UW Parkside in Kenosha has the stage for Senator Bernie Sanders' Fighting Oligarchy Tour stop tonight. Congressman Mark Pocan is joining in as a speaker as well. This rally and others for Sanders are being held in areas where Republicans were victorious in 2024. The 15-year-old Racine County boy accused of killing his mother has been charged as an adult. Reed Galinsky is charged with first-degree intentional homicide after allegedly killing his mother, Suzanne, in their Franksville home Tuesday night. According to prosecutors, the teen was inspired by a documentary about the Menendez brothers and admitted to hitting his mother with a dumbbell before stabbing her. Galinsky appeared in court yesterday with bond set at $1 million. There are a few more details online at RacineCountyEye.com. Fans who plan to attend the draft in Green Bay should start planning their visit now. Brittany Merlot has more.
Packers Director of Public Affairs Aaron Popke says the first thing that you should do is download the NFL One Pass app. This is what the league will use to communicate with the fans. This includes when tickets will be available and where you should go to enter the staging area. Early next month, they anticipate more information will be available, such as transportation, parking, and how to get into the event. Registering for a ticket will also be on One Pass. Now, tickets are free, but you do need to register in advance. Fans should also familiarize themselves with the NFL's carry-in policies for the event to prevent any surprises at the gates. And homeowners and businesses around Lambeau will have cash parking options. There will also be satellite lots offering park-and-ride shuttles to the front gates. Last year's event in Detroit brought in an estimated 775,000 people to downtown Detroit, including 275,000 on the first day alone.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy today with spotty snow chances this afternoon and early this evening. Barely any accumulations are likely from this, just a trace to about a half an inch. And we're stuck under those overcast, cloudy skies today with cooler highs only in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
Yeah.
Happy Friday. It's Redbone, and come and get your love on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? It's just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. And I love this one, by the way. Here we go. Today's useless fact is the inventor of Pringles is buried in a Pringles can. Isn't that great?
We can't go on. Just don't let a good thing die. Well, honey, you know I'll never lie to you.
Call got a friend. When people can be so cold, they'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name. See you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. No, you've got a friend. You've got a friend. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
James Taylor on WRJN. He's going to be at Summerfest this summer. You know, we are home to the Don Rosen Morning Show, and his show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews every week with local folks. Now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form, too, on demand. Just go to WRJN.com. Click on the Don Rosen Morning Show to listen.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Racine Youth Sports. Get your kids in the game with registrations now available for baseball and flag football leagues starting in the spring. Racine Youth Sports teaches good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, teamwork, and sports fundamentals in a positive and caring environment. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 sports registration certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Yeah.
rescue me.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Now, Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline on WRJN.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. The night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Federal health officials say they're worried the measles outbreak could grow quickly. Alexander Tin reports.
With now more than 200 cases reported linked to a measles outbreak in Texas and neighboring New Mexico, the CDC is warning in a new health advisory that more cases are expected in this rapidly expanding outbreak. Most cases have been in unvaccinated children, and at least two deaths have now been linked to the measles outbreak.
Omar Villafranca has been talking to a doctor in Texas.
He's been working for almost 30 years in far west Texas, and he has never seen a measles case until this year. So, of course, a lot of the physicians in the area are trying to work through that, what that means.
President Trump said today he's written Iran's supreme leader. He didn't answer questions about what was in the letter, and it isn't clear it was delivered. Nancy Cortez reports.
Interestingly, Iranian officials said they haven't received any letter. So we're not sure where things went awry. One of of his top national security aides, Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff, yesterday didn't seem to know anything about a letter. And so we're going to have to be digging into this further to try to figure out if that letter was in fact sent, who it was sent to.
The president threatened Russia with sanctions today for its offensive in Ukraine.